And a very good morning to you. This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. You can reach us at 4341-790. You can send a WhatsApp message to 2664862, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Michelle Braffith returns as our producer, technical operator for the program today. Good to have you back. And I'm Dennis Johnson, your host. We go until 2 this afternoon. The situation concerning the payouts with our national insurance, I am sure, is cause for some concern, because while we expected that there will be a heavy use of the national insurance funds in this COVID period, one must also remember that the fund took a bit of a hit when the government restructured its debt. The last government had the national insurance holding quite a bit of government paper, so they had to take a trim. And while the NIS continues to say that it is asset rich, one must always keep track of one's expenses when calculations are being done. Reason why I started with the national insurance issue is because of the issue on the back page of the newspaper that I heard some discussion about yesterday, and it really is one that concerns me a lot. Leeward Islands Air Transport, better known as LEAT, one of those Caribbean institutions that over the years played a very significant role in bringing together the people of the region. One would find anyone from a politician to Auntie Merle, Cousin Agatha, and the child godmother, whose name you can't remember, but you know she's a child godmother that's living in St. Kitts or Nevis or somewhere, flying to Trinidad or going to Grenada or going to Dominica or going somewhere or the other. It has been a Caribbean institution. It is unfortunate that in spite of all the institutions we've set up, Caribbean Development Bank, Caribbean Examination Council, that's another mess, CSME, heads of government, discussions here, there, and everywhere, Secretariat in Guyana, Caribbean Court of Justice in Trinidad, and so on. We have a situation where people who are employed with an organization, who were told that they should make their contributions in one place and one place only, and then that government decided to act on its own and introduce legislation that says basically, you can't charge with anything until we fix it. And the rest of the governments are doing what? And you're being told it's delicate, we don't want to put this in the public domain, and so on. We cannot continue to treat our people with disdain and expect to hold elected office and have names and official car and official residence and have these same people pay for the lifestyle that we want to live. If our politicians continue to treat us in that manner, and we continue to treat them as though they're gods and bow before them and say whatever they say is and do is well done because my party in power, they say, then we deserve the type of treatment we get. And perhaps one day, in the words of the Calypso, the people will wake up. Perhaps one day. I am not holding my breath, because for too long in too many countries, I've seen the same thing happening over and over. But the situation with LEAT is unfortunate. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Dennis.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right, man, and you?
Well, I left into, no, don't even think I had 2 hours sleep last night. My issue is kite, noisy kite at night. This kite was so noisy, Dennis. It was, it gave me a headache. I mean, and you know, it's like when you ain't getting no sleep. Sleep is a vital part of this life. When you're lacking in sleep, the experts, it's scientifically proven, it affects your immune system, it affects you. at many levels. It's bad for your health.
Yep.
Right? And in this current time of a pandemic and what we are dealing with COVID, I've heard, Dennis, several people complain about this kite flying issue and so on. And it seems as though nothing has been done to rectify the problem. I hope Mr. Carl Moore is listening. I know he's one of the people who appeals for a quiet about this.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is, this is really, really, it is so persistent and monotonous in your head. It's like, you must have heard and read about the torture camps where you, a drop of water.
Drop by drop. Yeah.
And to break people. Does anyone in authority out there understand how devastating this thing is to people's life? I would go so far as to say that it can compromise a person to the extent that they become more vulnerable to COVID. And that's not, that may sound far-fetched and so on, but when you think about it, on how the fact that stress, it can bring on diabetes, that's also scientifically proven, and they talk about these conditions that make you more vulnerable. This is serious stuff, Dennis. I mean, I know this is not a subject matter that I would normally be dealing with, but it affects me personally. Huh?
Sir, it is unfortunate that with so many issues, people tend to respond only when it becomes an annoyance to them. So they would say, you know, was your beef? Or when Carl Moore talked about the choir Barbados, they say, oh, you know, these old people and them need to keep quiet. But it is unconscionable. It proves that we have become a nation of people that really don't care about anybody but ourselves, that there are people who don't think that their actions should be curbed or curtailed because you're disadvantaged, and it manifests itself across the board in various ways. The kite flying issue, I've heard all sorts of reasons about why the kites are being flown. And some of them, I don't know whether they're true or not, but you hear these things. And you're correct. There seems to be no concerted effort to bring it to heal and get it under control. And as the winds become higher in the what we call the Easter months, although I don't think for the entire year we've had a fall off in breezes. It's certainly been breezy this year.
Extremely, to the point where it's blown some of my fruit trees and containers over. These are things weighing perhaps, you know, 40 plus pounds.
Yeah, we've had some very high wind. And it's been taken advantage of. Even at one point, I think in the original stages of the lockdown, there was quiet. And then
yes.
Whatever stopped them the first time didn't stop them the second time. It came back up.
I'm not against kite flying, Dennis. I flew kites when it was strong. I broke flying kites. I flew kites with my kids. The problem is the type
of kites.
That are being flown all through the night. All through the night. With these bulls, I understand they use plastic. In my days,
correct,
it was paper.
After
a while, it would, you know, but wait, I mean, I hope the Attorney General addresses this. I hope he's listening. They tell me they'll listen to him, they'll monitor this program.
Oh, they do. Trust me. The speed with which I see WhatsApp messages coming in sometimes, somebody has to be monitoring.
Mr. Attorney General, there needs to be something done about the annoying kite flying at night, if it takes laws. Because when the police said that they're little they can do, their hands are tight, this has been going on for too long. What will it take? Is it going to take with somebody from the tourism, which we have very little of, no, have to complain for something to be done? Barbadians should not be subjected to this kind of nonsense, man. It's just ridiculous. It's torturing people. What would it take, Mr. Attorney General? Something has to be done. It's way past time for this issue to be addressed. I'm looking forward to you, Mr. Marshall, to address this issue. This has to be addressed. It cannot continue. It is not fair to Barbadians.
So okay? I have to tell you, thanks for raising the issue, and I hope that during the course of today, the aggravation does not become more.
Dennis, I'm going to send you a clip of the recording
of the song.
Yeah,
no problem. I have to tell you, this issue about noise, I've raised it on the program, I've engaged people on the subject, because The question of how you treat the noise is one that requires several layers. You have to determine what level is acceptable in the day. You have to determine what level is acceptable in the afternoon. You have to have you have to have decibel monitors that you can check. So you just don't tell the person your music too loud or the amplification too loud. I mean, there are times when institutions, I know a particular neighborhood where they say whenever there's a party at one of the establishments, they might as well leave and go away until it's over, because they sit kind of under the ledge, so the sound comes down to them and it goes right through until 2-3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time the, you know, the place decides that they've had enough, and it annoys them. And then you have the bikes without silencers, you have sawed off cars that every once in a while let off gunshots and could scare old people out of their pants or cause them to wet themselves. And we allow it to happen.
Dennis, if this is, the health minister has his hands full at the moment, it is a health issue.
It is. It is a serious health issue. It's a mental health issue. It's a health issue.
So my appeal to the Attorney General is, because it seems as though their laws do not address it. The police keep saying that. So, Mr. Attorney General, let's go to Parliament and pass laws and enforce them to do something about this nuisance that's been affecting people's life and causing them to get sick. And this is, I rest here, Dennis. There are a lot of other things I want to talk about, but now is
the rest. You need no problem, my friend. Take it easy, as I said, and I hope you
listen. Persons who can make a difference to it
listen.
Are listening, and not only listen, but they act and do something about the issue.
Fair enough, sir.
It's been gone unattended. Okay, thank
agreed.
You.
Take care. WhatsApp message says, what is the Ministry of Education trying to prove? Are they aware of the severe impact this pandemic has made on the children of our society? While some are unaffected, many are trying to cope emotionally, academically, and even practically. Many still don't have devices or internet. I find it curious that the issue of homeschooling has become one of children not having devices or internet. Because when one looks at the number of children we see primary school on another level with the latest cell phones going to school and pictures being circulated, one wonders how it's being done if there are all these thousands of children in Barbados with no devices and no internet. I know it's difficult to read anything off a cell phone. I certainly would not be able to do it. I don't like it. You know, I can't scroll, and I, you know, don't like me swiping either. My fingers apparently don't work even when I try to type. I keep hitting the space bar instead of N. So, you know, if I had to do schooling on a tablet or cell phone, it would take some doing. But having said that, I think what's happening is that it's the environment. Whether you are home, whether you have to be quiet, and a level of self-discipline that is showing up. A couple of weeks ago, we had a caller to this program who complained about care packages. And he said that when the truck with the care packages came around, they all rushed outside and they told them, go back inside. And they gave them 2 care packages, but they were actually 12 people renting rooms from the place. And I remember coming on air and reading that story and putting it against the one where there was a house fire and unfortunately 17 people were affected by that fire. And that the story said there were 7 self-contained units in the particular place where the fire occurred. And I said at the time, the COVID was showing up a side of Barbadian life that we either ignored or we kept undercover. I heard the minister recently referring to rooms that rent by the hour as well, which I didn't factor into it. We lead a certain type of lifestyle that we've kept undercover or away from prying eyes for a long while. What COVID has shown is how we live. And coping with the changes seem to be the most difficult part of dealing with this pandemic. Behavioral change is not easy. And how you manage the change and how you manage the message will determine whether it's successful or not. We have a lot of work to do. Brass Dax, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My problem is that COVID is a sickness. It gets you sick. And in the overwhelming majority of cases, I mean into the high 90%, you get better. You know, it gets you sick and you get better. COVID doesn't shut businesses down, or it doesn't keep people off the streets or curfew people, or none of that is a COVID thing. All of which you speak is more of a human response to sickness. I don't think anyone out here who is questioning the approach and the actions of people have anything to do really with what the sickness does. It's a very virulent sickness, and that is understood. It's very real, and that is also understood. And there are people who are very susceptible to the effects of this particular illness, to the point where it may affect them worse than it would, you know, a normal person. That's also acceptable. The problem is the response to it, and everything that is said in that, you know, people are the effects from the 11 plus to the O levels to the students at home and the teachers and all of this, the drive through and the collection points and, you know, even the fast food restaurants, a particular one, all of that has nothing to do with the sickness. It has everything to do with responses and decisions and policy setting that really and truly, to my mind, were not properly thought out from day one. So, I don't know. I'm not prepared to blame COVID on nothing other than the fact that it gets people sick. I am not prepared to blame COVID on anything. Anything. I don't know where it came from. I don't know where it's going. I just know that really and truly it is the response of individuals to the decisions that governments make that are in question. Now, I have responded in my way. I have my particular opinion as to how I intend to respond. And I also have my opinion as to the reason why I believe so, that I am just not protected enough from decisions to make me feel comfortable and safe in my own home. Not from a disease, but from the individuals who make those decisions. So, I don't know. There are mixed messages, and you are saying what you are saying, but quite frankly, you know, it's not the disease that you're particularly frustrated with. It's just basically the decision-making at the top end that are affecting the lives of people. They are shut down in the industry for a whole year and then some. People have not worked in a whole year and then some, not because of a sickness. Not because of a sickness. Industries have been destroyed, not because of a sickness. And certainly only now, after a whole year, you're talking about comparing lives to livelihoods, and you can't afford to continue down the same road. Decisions that could have been made with the same mindset over 12 months ago. Now, I don't know what is so special about this particular sickness, and I don't think there is anything particularly special about this particular sickness, other than the fact that it's not really a big killer of people. But I just say, but if there's any complaint as to how these economies have turned out, if there's any complaint as to how your lives have been shattered, it has nothing to do with a sickness. It has everything to do with the decisions that were made to somehow protect you from that sickness. And I don't know how you could protect people when they're shutting down students from going to school. But, you know, I am pretty sure I don't stand alone with that particular opinion. I am not blaming COVID for anything. Anything. COVID is sickness. So there's so many other things that come out, and they'll come to pass. They will come to pass. But what is happening now is not normal. It's not even natural. There's something special about this guy that I still can't pick up on. But there you go. There you go.
All right. Thank you, sir. WhatsApp message says, good morning, Mr. Johnson. I'm a nurse working at the QEH for the past month. The noise of kites are more than overbearing, morning, noon, and night, all hours. There are patients with psychological problems, and working night and having this noise all night is too much. I feel as if I'm going out of my mind. I can't be giving care to the sick and dealing with this kind of noise. And the musical horns that continue outside the hospital, although it says quiet zone during the course of the day, should be added to that. This is Down to Brass Tacks. WhatsApp message says, I'm here waiting on my financial support from the government, close to 4 weeks, still no money. I have all my documents registered with the NIS, business registered, liquor license, tint number, everything. The minister needs to come and tell us what's going on. Okay. I have seen ministers on television addressing issues, and I still see the questions coming up. So something is either wrong with the way the message is being addressed, the times they're being addressed, or the answers that are required are not being given. And I am not sure that perhaps the questions are going to the right people. And therein lies the problem that I see. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello? Well, we wait on the call. Brass Tacks, good morning. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Morning.
I'm calling in connections with the care packages.
Mm-hmm.
In St. Philip, they have a lot of needy and vulnerable people in St. Philip that the truck still has not reached. And I've been trying for days to help those persons in St. Philip, in the area of Riverland, in St. Philip, Wellows area, and East Point, St. Philip, by the lighthouse corner. I've been calling for days to try to help some persons in that area,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not getting through to the correct persons to speak to.
Okay.
So I would like, if there's anything that you can do for me, to let them know that they need to go to those areas.
You putting it on the air is about all we can do for you, ma'am. So I hope that they hear your plea and the area, and that you have the response that you require.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you as well. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. If the mental health of our country is important, and indeed it is, then more than ever in this pause, when we can't seek respite outside, urgent attention is required by our government, and urgent in government is in capital, in seriously addressing the public nuisance of kites keeping noises louder than a scrambler motorbike all night and day long. This is torture. The stakeout like flying terror. I like the mushrooming numbers of frustrated persons and agree with the caller. It is ridiculous. I also call on authorities to do something about these floating freight trains. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. And you?
I'm good. I'm calling regarding this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's two areas of evidence. I'm basically speaking to the Beijing people. Hopefully, they can follow up. I always advise everyone to do their own research. Okay. There's two areas I will lead people to regarding evidence that COVID-19 does not exist. And it's a psychological warfare operation.
Sir, I would ask you to stop the discourse. For purposes of not having the radio accused of spreading misinformation and causing people undue distress, which may affect our license to operate, I would ask you not to pursue a line of engagement. Thank you very much.